I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's close, though. It's getting close. Mm-hmm. You know. This part of the show is sponsored by Smart and Final. I have an email here. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Hey, Sarah and Vinny show family. I was listening to all of the wedding talk yesterday and it brought up a funny memory. I am an event coordinator who has a lot of wedding clients.
Oh, her name?
It says, sorry, I'm taken, lol. That's actually in the
letter. No, I mean as a wedding planner.
Oh, she didn't put that in here.
What?
She just said, all my love, L. First of all, Hooman, you are not alone. What? More guys than you think have clear views and plans for their dream wedding.
Thank you so much.
Second, because of her profession, she says, I have a ton of wedding stuff all over my Pinterest boards and even have wedding apps on my phone. It has happened on more than one occasion that it has terrified men I have dated. Even if I explain that it's purely for my work, they still look at me like I'm that crazy girl who wants a ring on the third date. Personally, I am immersed so much in all aspects of planning events that the thought of planning my own would just seem like a job. I would love a man who knows what he wants and is willing to pay.
Oh. Pay.
Hooman, you should look to date an event coordinator since you're part of the social scene. It should be easy to do. Sorry, I'm taken.
Oh, well, wow. If you're taken.
Yeah. Just look for event coordinators. Actually, you know a lot of event coordinators.
I do.
Any
yes.
That float your boat?
Nah, I mean.
So they're all dogs.
No, they're not dogs.
Oh, it's only just... Hooman. Only if you're an event coordinator who knows Hooman, your dog.
Was Parissa taken when you met her?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you never had a shot at her?
No, that's too bad.
Do you wish you could have?
No, because I the friendship is way more valuable to me than dating.
Well, but if you had met her when she was single, you guys could have had the most valuable friendship. Yeah. A marriage.
Mm-hmm. Is that the most valuable? Is that the most valuable friendship?
It's a pretty valuable one.
Well, if it works out. Where's my hat?
Anyway, that was for you, Hooman. Now through September 4th, 30-pack cans of Budweiser, Coors, Tecate, or Miller, or 24 cans of Michelob Ultra Beer, $15.77 plus CRV. Must buy two, limit two total. Smart and Final reminds you to drink responsibly. 20 years ago today, 1997, Princess Diana died. Very sad. A sad memory for many of us. And I just wanted to remind you.
And senseless. The whole thing was
awful.
They should have just stopped the car. They were running from cameras. All right. They had to do was stop the car. Take your picture. I mean, I know that their privacy was being invaded and those people are however you want to refer to them. But in the end, they died because they were running from cameras.
Right. Well, they also died because their chauffeur was drunk. There are stories about Lady Di was still alive after mm-hmm. the crash and that the paparazzi surrounded and took pictures of her dying.
Yep. Right.
And those pictures I don't believe have ever seen the light of day. But just the lack of humanity was horrible. It's just a tragic story. Hurricane Harvey. There is going to be a telethon for Hurricane Harvey relief on September 12th on all the major networks. It's going to be held in three cities, L.A., New York, and Nashville. Texas native Jamie Foxx is going to host from L.A., possibly with Hillary Duff, who's from Houston. Michael Strahan is going to host from New York, and organizers are trying to get Kelly Rowland as his co-host. They're both from Houston, too. And Reese Witherspoon and Blake Shelton are going to host from Nashville. Reese was born in Louisiana, raised in Tennessee, and Blake is from Oklahoma. But that is happening, they say, on all the major networks. So September 12th, be on the lookout for that. I'm sure it'll be star-studded and lots of great performances and help for the victims of Hurricane Harvey. The crowdfunding page that J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans set up has now raised more than $9 million.
Good for him.
The original goal was $200,000. They just got $1 million donation from the Ellen Show. The new goal is $10 million. They keep upping it. Kevin Hart did the $25,000 challenge where he name-called a whole bunch of celebrities and said, you know, you got to give at least $25,000. Master P, the rapper, responded to the challenge, but not in the way that you might expect. $50,000 is what he wants now from celebrities. He's done with that $25,000 level. Mm.
I feel like some of those names are going to say, dude, I haven't had a hit in years.
Nelly's like, maybe 5,000. I don't know, man.
And Ludacris is like, is he the guy caught up in the Fire Festival thing, or was that somebody else?
That is someone else.
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
And Usher's probably saving his money for lawsuits. All the lawsuits. Yeah.
I got some ointment to buy.
Ointment. Is that what you do? You put ointment on it?
That's what I would assume.
Although,
herpes, you can get a
shot
like for it, right?
What's that pill called? Valtrex.
Oh, yeah. Remember
that you're supposed to use.
On Jersey Shore, they would have bowls of Valtrex around.
Right.
Like, they think they said like M&Ms. It was like
I don't
a bowl
think
M&Ms.
They literally had that.
I don't think they literally did.
I think they were kidding,
no,
but that
they did
definitely have a problem.
What's that audio clip? You know, that Polly D says?
The situation?
Or is it the situation, right?
That's Polly.
They just did a reunion a couple weeks ago, the Jersey Shore's kids.
And no one cared.
Did anyone care?
Well, they didn't actually want to let them back to that town. Seaside or something like that. They didn't want them back.
But they're all grown up now and older and wiser. Mm. Wasn't it? They all went on Ellen's show and she was like, you guys save every penny. Don't. And aren't half of them in bankruptcy now? Mm. Like the situation had, he bought a line of tanning shop.
Right.
And he went bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And then they had tax problems and everything. They should have listened to Ellen. Miley Cyrus just announced she's making a $500,000 donation to Hurricane Harvey relief. It says here an upcoming appearance on the Ellen Show. So that must be maybe today. She and her Happy Hippie Foundation have donated $500,000 to the relief efforts for helping everyone affected by the storm. She broke down in tears talking about the hurricane and said she was really happy to help in whatever way she could. Ellen, as I just mentioned, teamed up with Walmart to donate $1 million to the J.J. Watt Hurricane Relief Fund. So there's that. And then there are people who are going to Houston. This is the first one I've seen. It's a celebrity shot. It's Rita Ora. She's more of a British celebrity, right? Wasn't she on like the British X Factor and she was a singer, like a... I don't know if she was in one of those groups that Simon Cowell
was
together.
I don't know her at all.
She used to date Calvin Harris. And well, remember, she's the one that he did a song with, and it's in her contract that she can't perform it without his permission. Remember all that?
Vaguely. She's one of those names I've heard, but I don't really have a lot of, you know, personal experience seeing her on anything.
Play her a hit if you have it, Bren.
Well, she
Which
talked
one is
about...
It, you know? I don't have this one right here.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Rita Ora talked about pitching in on Hurricane Harvey relief and then went there and chipped in at a donation center. She was in Dallas and said early Wednesday she wanted to do something to help out before leaving Texas. And hours later, she was there in a T-shirt and sweatpants, filling boxes with donated items for evacuees. A lot of kid stuff in this particular photo. I see like the Graco logo all over the place, the wheels of a bunch of strollers. So a long list of people have given money, and I don't know if she gave any money, but it's, you know, there she is, giving her time and her
Good
effort.
Good for her.
Hooman.
Yes.
Do you know about this thing that Star Wars is doing over the Golden Gate Bridge tomorrow?
I do, yes.
So do you already have this app?
No, I didn't download it
yet. All right, so apparently, Vinny, there's an app If you're within 1 mile of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, you will get to see what it would look like if Star Destroyers and TIE Fighters invaded Earth. As part of a merchandising campaign called Force Friday 2, Disney and Lucasfilm are rolling out some kind of augmented reality phone feature. They're saying it's
this
like...
This is the Bay Bridge?
This is the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, so it's not involving the lights on the Bay Bridge?
It's not. No. This is, it's actually, you're going to look through your phone and you'll see the bridge through the camera. And then they've got somehow imagery of TIE fighters and, you know, vehicles, flying vehicles from the Star Wars universe that are going to be flying into San Francisco over the bridge. And I guess they're doing this at about 20 landmarks across the world. So ours is right here on the Golden Gate Bridge. From September 1st through the 3rd, users with the Star Wars app on their smartphone can scroll their phone over one of the designated landmarks and watch as the First Order ships fly overhead. And I guess if you are within a mile of the Golden Gate Bridge, you get to see what it would look like if the Star Destroyers and TIE Fighters invaded Earth. Yes, Vinny, your hand's up.
Will you do that? You drive the Golden Gate every day.
But I probably won't do that. It doesn't seem like... But I figured someone like Hooman, who's such a huge fan, might.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I looked into the app quite a bit this morning. It seems like you can level up. You can go to the Disney stores. Yeah, it's a game. I don't know if they're going to try to go after the Pokemon market, but...
Fans who visit Disney stores and other participating shops can use this app to reveal a new character, which makes its debut in the next Star Wars installment, The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Which is coming out on December 15th, only a few months away. So I guess, you know, there's little Easter eggs in there for all the people who are diehard Star Wars fans. But if you're within a mile of the Golden Gate Bridge tomorrow, apparently you can see this. Survivor.
I just saw something open on Yuzette's desk and was like, what is that? Who is that? Oh.
Oh, in the office?
Yeah, there's a contestant. Yeah.
Right.
We have a local.
I actually just emailed her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I said, you better check with the legal department.
She emailed us and said, I'm on.
Yeah, and she would be happy to come on and talk Survivor. I said, I think you sign waivers that say you cannot.
So her season's over then. She's already
done this.
They
shot it, and it's about to start airing.
Oh, how cool.
September 27th.
Yeah. She's really funny, I guess. I guess cute was what was going to come out of my mouth, but I guess that wouldn't be. She's just, I was reading her bio, and she's very funny. She's got some really, something notable about you or your claim to fame, and she says, I've had a picture taken of me every day of my entire life.
Oh.
Which, there's a generation that's the case.
Yeah.
Right?
How old is she?
20-something? 27?
26 maybe? Say right on there. And I feel like she's been in here before because she has a name that she might have won a producer of the day or something. But
her name's Rourke, right? That's one
that
you would...
Rourke?
Yes.
I
you
don't.
Remember that?
No, I don't.
It lists her here as being from Santa Monica, but she's from
Palo Alto.
So anyway, and I guess she's a listener of ours, and she called to volunteer herself, and we said, you got to go through channels. Because even Ty, who lives right here in town, like, you know, he's got to clear it when he talks to us.
Yeah.
So this is the upcoming 35th season of Survivor.
And they've got it perfected. It's better than it's ever been.
If you fell off right near the beginning, get back on. They really have found ways to keep it super competitive and keep you guessing.
On the other hand, Big Brother, I quit.
Forget it.
Last night, I quit.
I quit too.
I didn't quit. There's something going on with tonight because of preseason football. There's some delays, and I think it's going to air at like 2 in the morning or something. Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers is the upcoming 35th season. And she is on the Healers tribe. So I guess it was sort of how they self-identify.
Oh, so it's not that they have a career path
they're
involving...
Saying heroes, they say that their perceived dominant trait is courage, healers, helping others, and hustlers, tenacity. So I guess we'll see how and if that even figures into it.
I don't like when people self-claim. I think I feel like others should be the ones who hold someone up as a
I'm a hero or a helper, right? Well, I mean, maybe, you know, you spend every day as a nurse and you do feel like a healer.
Well, that I think is the, that's what I mean, though. If it were your career path, that's one thing. But I guess I'm thinking of the girl on Big Brother who was like, I'm, what was she? Some kind of, she was in the Marines or the Army and she was some kind of interrogator.
Yes.
And she dropped out of Big Brother the first week
because
someone called her a name.
Right. She could not handle the heat. In her day-to-day life, she's a dog walker, but she used to be an interrogator. I hope that they did a better job casting heroes versus healers versus hustlers than they did casting Big Brother this year, because woof, it's so ridiculous. Anyway, that's starting on September 27th, 2017.
Can't wait.
We're all big fans
wait,
of Survivor
September
around
what?
Here. September 27th.
Okay. Oh, it's a month away.
I know. Well, Big Brother's got to finish first.
510 says Big Brother is on Channel 44 tonight at 9.
Oh, on 44 tonight at 9? Okay. Mm-hmm.
What is that, cable 12?
Well, I'm not going to watch. It's too late for me, especially since it stinks this year. It's a tough time to be a clown. From, you know, how there was all that stuff a few months ago where people were having these creepy clown sightings, et cetera. Like, clowns were just getting a bad name. And now the movie It is coming out.
Clowns are getting
there's a bad name. Bad rap. You know, right. Don't have a merry birthday right. party. So It is coming out next Friday. It's getting so bad that good clowns, if there is such a thing, are having a hard time making a living. This chick, Pam Moody, she's the president of the World Clown Association.
Oh, who knew?
She says, people had school shows and library shows that were canceled. Honky, honky. That's very unfortunate. The very public we're trying to deliver a positive, important message to aren't getting them. Moody also tells it. Thank you. I need some circus music. Moody also tells the story of a female clown who showed up early to a kid's birthday party. So she's there too early to go in. So she's out there waiting in her car. She looks up, and there are four police officers surrounding her. Someone in the neighborhood called in a clown sighting. But what would most people do if you see a clown sitting in a car in your neighborhood? You'd be like, oh, that doesn't look right. I'm going to go ahead and call the police on that one. Clowns.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are so deathly afraid of clowns,
mm-hmm.
like to the point of ridiculousness.
Well,
are
it's
you,
their fear. No, I don't particularly care for clowns. I hate mimes. I'll tell you that.
Oh,
I hate them so
much. What's the matter with mimes?
They're annoying.
I love mimes.
You
That's
don't
so
get out of here.
Both
get
of you are so.
Me.
I mean, I know we do a radio show. It's we're over the top in general all the time, but. You love them and she hates them.
I think mimes are super. It's so cool. Are you scared?
You can't be lukewarm to those guys. Like, how often do you run into them?
Not
them
often
so
enough.
Much.
I'd love to see more of mine. Those people are amazing. Are you afraid they'll break out of their imaginary box? Come after you?
No, I don't like how they. I just hate
pull
them.
The rope.
You don't like that. They're trapped in the glass. Right. You don't like that. Right.
You know how like you'll see them on Pier 39,
yeah,
or downtown on Market Street, and they make fun of people.
Oh, so they're hurtful.
They are, and I just find them really rude.
Oh,
mimes are.
I didn't even know you had a feeling about mimes. Yeah, we've gotten away from clowns. Clowns, I could care less. They don't bother me. I feel like clowns are jolly.
You're gonna review the movie, right? Well,
Rudy,
our friend Rudy.
And do we have a review today?
No, we don't.
Nothing today because there's nothing good out.
Next week, Bryn, are you gonna review it too?
Yeah, I was thinking about it so I can help Rudy out.
Oh, you're gonna go to the
Rudy.
Screening?
Since Hooman's not gonna go.
Are you gonna go to the screening?
Yeah, possibly next Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Yeah, I know.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
We're all worried about you.
Hey, are you okay?
What is this for?
It.
Oh, you're not gonna go because you're scared?
It's too scary.
I just don't like scary movies.
We have to watch the really important Reese Witherspoon movie.
Yeah.
About mom.
I'm going to be talking about the Reese Witherspoon.
Okay. So that's 2 weeks from now?
Well, it's a week from today.
Oh, all right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Speaking of rude, you said, I have a story about rudeness after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Pacific Sales.
So two things. First of all, everyone, this is the very last day that you can vote on the website Soar with Reading, S-O-A-R, Soar with Reading. Right now, San Francisco is at 42%. Our closest rival is Boston with 30%. But if in the next 12 hours or so we're ahead, we will bring 100,000 books to the Bay Area.
It ends at midnight Eastern time, so.
So, yeah. So, basically the next 12 hours. Yeah. So, let's just keep up the voting. You can vote as many times as you want. Just click on San Francisco, click on I'm Not a Robot, and then click on Vote. The other thing I wanted to mention.
Refresh it.
Is, if you know, Bryn and I are doing an event for firefighters, police officers, and paramedics who are suffering from post-traumatic stress. All of the information for this event is at RadioAlice.com. We have been desperately pleading with everyone, you know, please give us funds. We want to help the firefighters.
And you've been practicing. You're not just doing this as a one-time shot. You actually went and you did it in 15 minutes and 9 seconds.
Yeah, 15 to 20 seconds. Yeah, yeah. Yesterday I practiced.
52 flights?
52 flights, yes.
Incredible.
Thank you so much. Well, I want to represent the number one morning show in a big way. But because of Susan Hauser, our dear friend, New Ohm World Yoga Studio,
nice.
And Sarah... Pooman and Bryn are number one.
First place! Yay!
As a team over everybody. Right. And as an individual, I'm the number one fundraiser.
Oh, you are amazing.
Thank you so much.
That's incredible.
So,
wow, you're not annoying at all.
Thank you, everyone that's contributed.
Let's keep that up. Let's widen the yeah. berth.
Bryn and I have now raised $4,832.
Oh, wow. Nice. Sweet.
Thank you.
Firefighters, the emergency workers are far off from their ultimate goal. So any little bit that you can give helps. And whether you give it to Hooman or Bryn or to the firefighters or anybody else that might be doing the stair climb, you know, let's kick that up.
Yeah. So thank you to everyone that's contributed. And it's on Sarah's page. It's on the Sarah and Vinny page. It's on my page. It's on Bryn page. Thank you.
It's all over the pages. Now at Pacific Sales, save up to 40% on appliance and kitchen and bath. Fixture top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? We begin with the big NFL night here in the Bay Area.
Woo-hoo!
The Chargers are in town to take on the 49ers. That's a 7 o'clock game. And the Seahawks are in town to take on the Raiders. So both local teams going to be screwing up traffic tonight.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hooray. Screwed up traffic. Woo.
Fun. Also, don't forget, it's Labor Day weekend coming up, and we have record high temps headed our way. The heat wave starts today, ramping up, peaks tomorrow.
It's going to be 10 to 15 degrees hotter tomorrow than it's going to be today, and it's already going to be blistering today.
Yeah, Fairfield, 112, Concord, 113, San Jose, over 100. I've heard 103, 101, depending. Santa Cruz, 91 degrees.
This
so
is
it's
for
gonna
tomorrow
be hot.
Or for today?
Yeah, for tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow's supposed to be the worst day, though, right? You said it was going to kind of taper off over the weekend.
Right. Still really hot. But we're at the end of summer. I mean, fall's right here.
It always happens.
Hello, Christmas.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. You love it. Hurricane Harvey. It continues to be a problem, obviously, in the Houston area. And although waters are starting to recede, they have new problems. Search and rescue will continue. Recovery is also going to become a reality as the death toll is now up over 31 people. So, and money is pouring into the area, but feel free to help. There's lots of ways. You can go to RadioAlice.com to find out how. I never really thought of this. If you got a pacemaker, that you might need security updates. I don't know why anyone would hack your pacemaker.
Is there a jerk?
I guess. I mean, yeah, if they're willing to hack your bank account, why not your pacemaker?
Right. Why not just kill you?
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced this week that a medical device company has issued a corrective action for implantable cardiac pacemakers. They say there's a risk of patient harm due to potential exploitation of cybersecurity vulnerabilities.
Unbelievable that someone would up with that.
Pacemaker could be hacked. So you're going to have to go and get an update.
I just always thought that those were sort of self-contained units, that once they were in you, that was that, and they just...
Well, technology's improved, though. Quietly, it's not something that... And there's so many things that don't enter our lives in any kind of regular basis. Then it does, and suddenly you're an expert.
Right.
Whether it's Lyme disease or drug or alcoholism or whatever.
Right.
Suddenly, you don't have a choice. Pacemakers. Who knew?
Not I.
Get an update.
Yeah. Strange.
Yuzette thinks mimes are rude.
Yeah.
Here's some other stuff that people think is rude. You can tell me what you think.
Okay. So this is just rude or not rude. Rude or polite.
Ignoring your phone call and just texting you back instead.
I think that's totally fine.
That's rude.
This is low on the list of things people thought was rude. I've had people call me and I text them back. I can't talk to you right now. I'm in some place where I can't talk.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So let's do this way, mm-hmm. please. What's up? What do you need? I'm not picking up the phone here.
Right. Mm.
Rude.
I don't think that's
rude. It's not rude, especially if you say, sorry, I was.
I'm getting back to you for crying out loud.
I was unable to answer the phone.
Yeah.
Seemed busy.
Maybe we're in a meeting or something.
Right.
Not offering a drink when you're at their house. Is that rude? I'm over. Hi.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the first thing I do when I'm... If I'm having a guest over, for sure, first thing, you know, what can I get you to drink?
Yeah.
But if someone just stopped by, they're already being rude, so I'm going to return the rudeness. And...
Or sometimes you just don't think about it. You're in a conversation and, oh, sorry, did you want something?
Right. That's true. Sometimes it gets delayed because you're all yappy.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Do you have to respond to a text?
No.
Right.
Oh, God.
What?
You don't have to. Someone gives you the info and, I mean, it's...
Not replying to a text within a day. 52% of people say that is rude.
Oh, God, I'm super rude then. Because sometimes you get so many texts that you... And especially
you
if you look at them.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, I'll get back to that person in a while. And then it's like two pages down on all the, you know, messages that you've gotten. Like, I don't feel... If I text someone, they don't text me back, I never feel bad because I know I've done that to people a million. Like, I just feel like it's such a casual way of conversing with someone that it's you not being.
I do think people can take it that way, though. This hit me like lightning because the drummer from my band texted me the other day and said he found something from our band days.
Drummer Drew?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, and then I didn't think of it again. And then as I was reading this, I went, I never responded. Drummer Drew, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. But, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. They get pushed down in the list and you just don't.
I probably don't want to see that, though.
Right.
I got
we
a funny
might,
feeling.
Though. Think
I don't
about
think
us.
So.
You're,
I would
you're
love
being
to see
rude.
It. Do we have Drummer Drew's number? Maybe we should
I don't
text him.
Anymore, although I could probably look him up on Facebook.
Drew, don't call.
Just call us.
I mean,
Drew,
call me.
800-400-3697. You know the number. Come on.
Is it rude to be using your phone while you're trying to talk to someone?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That is rude.
I'm totally guilty of that as anybody is. But you get, you know, your phone buzzes while you're sort of talking and you just kind of glance at it and you go, oh, well, that's, hold on. And then you're kind of listening, but you're also.
Let me ask your interpretation
on
something.
I do it.
If we go out to a restaurant, it's all of us, right?
Yeah.
We're just going to meet as a group and people who like each other. And we go to eat, and I put my phone up on the table. I turn it over, but I put it up on the table. Is that rude?
No.
No.
So many people think that's rude, but in my opinion, it's in my pocket poking me in the leg. I actually put
Where
it on
am
the
I gonna
table
put it?
Because I don't want it in my pocket.
Right.
And because I don't want it to melt my man zone.
Right.
I'm trying to, you know.
Keep that away from your balls.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah. You might need those for another kid. You never know.
You never know.
Right.
You do never know, Sarah. True. I kind of know, but you don't ever fully know.
Right. The phone thing, and if it was the five of us too, I wouldn't be super bummed if somebody picked up. I think it really depends on the company. If you're on a date, especially early on,
right?
I think that can be rude if you're looking at your phone or handling your phone during.
What's
during
ruder?
Dinner.
Let me ask you a question. We're on a date.
All right.
It's our first date. It seems to be going well.
We already know each other.
No. We are on our first date.
Okay. We just met.
We're on our first date. What's ruder? So I keep looking at your cleavage or I keep looking at my phone. What's ruder?
I think the phone.
The phone?
Yeah. I wore that shirt so that, you know, you'd see my awesome cleavage.
Is that right?
I'm okay with that.
We're on a date.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean.
It's all good.
All right.
You can even compliment me on it. Like, I'm sorry, I keep looking at your cleavage. It's
I can?
Really, sure.
On a first date?
Oh, yeah. I think if you know stuff is going to happen, because, like, you can tell right away. If, like, this is going someplace, and someone says something to you, and you're like, oh, really? Oh, you. Oh, wow.
Then you pull it lower.
Then the whole dinner is a tease. It's just, you know, it's fantastic.
Who can keep up? I never know what's right or wrong anymore. It's unfortunate, though, that there are so many bad men in this world that have given men such a bad name, when in some cases, guys just like girls. It's truly natural. It's just a heterosexual natural attraction. Mm-hmm. Yes, I looked. I'm sorry.
Well, did you glance?
I'm totally into it.
Or am I having a conversation with your forehead because you're just looking at my boobs?
No, I mean,
I
got, but that's right. I get it. There's the guys out there who give us a bad name, and then there's the guys who truly are just completely intoxicated by female.
Yeah.
In every way. Mm-hmm. Finishing the milk and not replacing it. Yeah, it's rude, but what do you have it in your back pocket? Like, you got to go to the store.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, you should have thought of that when it was halfway empty.
I guess, but you know, now here I am. I mean, you of all people, you eat cereal every day.
Yeah, there's always a back. We call it the backup milk.
You know, you have a backup milk.
Where do you keep it? We buy a half gallon because it fits in the door, and then there's a half gallon laying on the bottom shelf.
Oh, funny!
In the fridge at all times.
Look at you guys.
As soon as we open up the backup milk.
Someone screams.
I know I got to go to the supermarket, and or John does, and get the backup milk.
The backup milk.
John, off with you. Yeah. I've just tapped the backup milk.
He has a lot of nicknames, but one of them is Stock Boy. And like, whatever, if the ketchup gets low or anything that, you know, you go through all the time, I'm always like, oh, don't worry, Stock Boy has that in the other room. We go in, sure enough, there's two ketchups and two mayos. And
you know how they call people sportsmen or great sports? Mm-hmm. He needs a trophy. He's a good sport.
He's just the best. And listen, it wouldn't matter if he lived with me or not. Like, that guy's a stock boy. Like, he rotates the stock. He makes sure we have everything we need. If I need to make something, 99% of the ingredients are going to be in the pantry.
Good on him that he can embrace it, though, and not find himself feeling resentful and a little bit like, I need to protest this stock boy title.
Listen,
he gets good pay.
Good pay for the stuff he does.
That is true.
Yeah. I'm handy with the pay.
He wants a raise.
Oh, he can have one. He should just ask for it.
These are some things that people think are rude. Eating off your plate without asking? Absolutely.
Yeah, you should. Unless it's like a family member, and I don't know. I mean, there's certain people that you're comfortable enough with, but if someone just forks into my plate and we're not super close friends.
It's pretty bogus.
Yeah. It's kind of. Mm.
Also, if you wanted that, order it.
Yeah.
And no, I don't want to bite of yours. I have my plates here.
Yeah.
Your plate's there. Do your thing.
I do actually.
I know you do.
I get annoyed by people, and I'm sure I'm guilty of this as well, because aren't we always annoyed by the things we do?
Yeah.
When someone offers you a bite of their food, and then they start to get insistent about it. Like, no, you have to try this. It's so good. It's amazing. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm happy with what I've got. No, really. So I always end up breaking down and tasting it.
I don't.
Oh, really?
Oh.
You just dig your heels
right
in there.
Hold my ground right there. No way. Stop it.
Yeah.
I have a whole plate of food in front of me, and I ordered this because this is what I want.
Yeah.
Back off.
I don't even want to try yours. I'll usually try it. Unless it looks bad, and then I'm just like, no, thanks.
I've definitely dealt with people who are like, you're going to love this. I told you I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Why are you pushing that on me? You got to try it. You're going to love it. I just told you. I don't like it.
Maybe you should try it, though.
I don't want to.
Maybe you should try it.
No.
But how will you know unless you try?
I've tried it, and I don't like it. I don't like it. Just stop.
Please, just a little bite.
Look at me. Mm. I'm fine. I've never had that, and I'm okay.
You are not fine. Let's open up. Like, choo-choo train.
Our text number is 800-400. The rudest thing from the survey is not flushing after using the toilet.
Oh. Mm.
I assume they mean a number two.
Right. Well, these days we're all letting it mellow. Although, if I have people at my house, I just flush because I figure, you know, nobody wants to see your pee.
Or they don't want to go to the bathroom into your...
Right.
So they
want
to
clean
before
bowl,
and then flush after.
It's double flushing.
What was the point?
Right. Exactly, Vinny.
800-400-3697. American Horror Story Cult is going to be about clowns this season. OFOC, Megan from Napa.
Oh.
I've been seeing the ads. I can't wait. Although, I didn't even finish last season.
Oh,
it was so good. It was trucking along, and I was scared the living you-know-what out of me. It's the one with where they go out and buy the house in the middle of nowhere, and the locals try to buy it, but they snatch it out from under them, and there's something with the house.
Oh.
It's a thing.
Like, were the locals trying to buy it to save everyone from it?
No, they were trying to be part of the...
Oh.
It was a whole thing.
Ooh.
Scary.
That's kind of neat.
After John Wayne Gacy, everyone has a right to be afraid of clowns.
Oh, he was a clown?
I don't know that story. I think that's where all the fear of clowns comes from. He was a clown who to attract children that he could rape and kill.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate clowns now.
510 says, where did Rudy come from?
Oh, Rudy Ortiz, our friend Rudy.
He's Yuzette Scott Capurro.
Yeah. We all got to have one.
Right?
Sure.
I had a nightmare about last night about it, clowns, it changing shape, and I've never even read or seen it.
Oh.
This was just from your descriptions. Love you guys.
Ooh. The ads look terrifying.
The book is terrifying.
Mm.
I'm starting to think I never finished it. It's too long, and now that I'm reading it again,
doesn't feel like something you're familiar with.
In general, I know the story.
Right.
The details as I'm trucking along.
I mean, you know, 20-something years and a whole period in there.
I love saying 20 years, too, but it's probably more like 30.
Right.
We're
possibly
old.
Longer.
Right.
All right. I have kind of a fun story. Were you able to grab all these covers?
Yes.
It's a bunch of famous songs that turns out are covers of other people's songs.
Oh, there's lots of those
that
are become huge hits, and you go,
and you just didn't even realize that it was a song before that. Like, signature songs.
I think
people.
I can even name some of them.
All right, well, we'll do it after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.